Alan.
Thank you, Ben. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the shipping bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Saturday the 30th of August. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides and Bailey. The general synopsis at midnight. Atlantic low 984, expected Rockall 966 by midnight tonight. Low Hebrides 993, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s Cromarty, 4th Tyne, Dogger. South or southeast, veering southwest later, 4 to 6. Thundery showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Southeast, veering south or southwest, 4 to 6. Thundery showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames. West, 3 to 5. Backing south or southwest, 5 or 6. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Dover, White, Portland. West backing southwest 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, Biscay. West or southwest 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 at first. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole. West or southwest 6 to gale 8. Rain then showers. Fog patches in southeast Fitzroy. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in southeast Fitzroy. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest 4 or 5, backing south or southwest 5 to 7. Increasing gale 8 at times. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. South 6 or 7, veering west or southwest 7 to severe gale 9. Rain then squally showers, moderate or poor. Rockall. Southeast 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9. Rain or squally showers, moderate or poor. Malin. South 3 to 5, backing south or southeast 6 to gale 8. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides. Southerly 2 to 4, backing easterly or southeasterly 5 to 7. Increasing gale 8 for a time in the south. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in the south. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Easterly or northeasterly, but southeasterly in Faroe, 4 to 6, rain or showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west-northwest 2. 12 miles, 995, rising. Stornoway, calm, 24 miles, 994, now falling. Lerwick, southeast 3, mist, 2 miles, 997, rising slowly. Lucas, west-southwest 3, 16 miles, 995, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by south 2, 998, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. West 4, 11 miles, 1,002. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. Southwest by west 3, 11 miles, 1,004. Jersey, west 4, 14 miles, 1,006, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. Southwest by west 4, 2 miles, 1,005. Scilly Automatic, southwest by west 3, 9 miles, 1,004, falling slowly. Valentia, south 3, slight showers, 4 miles, 997, falling. Ronald's Way, west-northwest 1, 15 miles, 998, now falling. Malin Head, south-southwest 3, 13 miles, 996, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, A transient ridge of high pressure will move eastwards this morning, bringing generally fine conditions with just the odd isolated shower at first. However, a deep Atlantic low will then approach northwest Ireland through the day, with its associated weather front sweeping a band of rain eastwards to all parts this afternoon and evening, with showers following in behind. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 or less at first in the Murray Firth and in the northwest, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest 3 to 5, backing southeast 5 or 6 for a time. Rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest 3 to 5, backing south or southeast, then veering southwest later 4 to 6. Rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest 3 to 5, backing south 5 or 6, then veering southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly 3 to 5, backing southerly or southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later in the east. Rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Westerly 3 to 5, backing southwesterly 5 or 6. Showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West 3 to 5, backing southwest 4 to 6. Showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West 3 to 5, backing south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times west of Land's End. Showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest 4 or 5, backing south, then veering southwest 5 to 7, decreasing 4 at times in the inner Bristol Channel. Occasional rain, showers later, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally poor. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest 3 or 4, backing south, then veering southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time. Rain, then showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally poor. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly or southeasterly, then veering southwesterly later 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time in the north. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. The Isle of Man. Mainly south 4 to 6, backing southeast 6 or 7, veering southwest 5 or 6 later. Mainly fair, rain for a time, showers later, good, occasionally moderate or poor. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southwest 3 to 5, backing southeast 6 to gale 8, then veering south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southeasterly, then veering southerly later 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time in the North Channel. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South 3 or 4, backing southeast 5 to 7, veering southwest 4 or 5, then backing south 5 to 7 later. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southwest 2 to 4, backing east or southeast 5 to 7, then veering south 4 to 6 later. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And finally, the Shetland Isles, southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now it's time for prayer for the day, presented by the Reverend Leslie Ann Wilson.
Good morning. I think nearly everyone listening today is very aware of missing someone from their lives, grieving for someone who, for whatever reason, is no longer there. Today is International Day of the Disappeared. It recognises the hundreds of thousands of people that have vanished during conflicts or times of repression in at least 85 countries around the world. The families and friends of the victims experience slow mental anguish, not knowing whether their loved one is still alive and, if so, where he or she is being held, under what conditions and in what state of health. We can think of the disappeared in current war zones, but many in other countries have disappeared because of their religious or political beliefs, or for speaking up for others who have been denied justice. Those are known as enforced disappearances. But not all disappearances are enforced. Many appear to be voluntary. I read that in the UK, someone is reported missing every 90 seconds. Some will reappear. Many won't. For each family, the story is often framed with phrases like living nightmare, dreadful agony, and painful loss. Living without answers and coping with uncertainty takes its toll over time. There is a sense of helplessness and a grief that is unresolved. The psalmist writes, "Morning, noon and night, I cry out in my distress, and the Lord hears my voice." God of comfort, protect and sustain all those who have been disappeared. Release those who are unjustly imprisoned. Give hope and peace to families and victims. In your mercy, hear their cry of distress and give them peace. Amen.
The Reverend Leslie Ann Wilson. Now here's Hannah Fry with Uncharted.
We're in a hotel conference room, Cuernavaca, Mexico, in the year 2000. And against the gentle patter of an academic presentation, one delegate is shifting irritably in his seat. This is a meeting of earth scientists, people who study the swirling interactions of ocean and air, rock and wind, and Paul Crutzen is getting cross. He's already a Nobel Prize winner, known for his breakthrough work on the ozone layer. He's doing his best to listen, but the speakers are referring over and over again to something called the Holocene, the geological time period stretching back about 12,000 years. But Paul believes, Paul knows, that the world is now radically different.